Good morning, Hope College, and good morning to our visitors. So, warm welcome to you. We are excited that you're visiting. It's a beautiful day here at Hope College, and I hope you fall in love with it because it is a very special place. Today, we are wrapping up our immersion week, or our mission focus week, and we're highlighting our immersion trips, and I've invited two students that have had different experiences, different trips. They're going to tell you about that. I want to introduce you to Natalie first. And Riley Baukamp. And I'm going to let them tell you a little bit about them, who they are. And then we're going to just do an informal kind of questionnaire type format. So Natalie, why don't you start?
Yeah, I'm Natalie Schock. I'm a social work major here. I'm a senior, and I've actually gone on all 4 years' worth of immersion trips that I've been here, so that's been fun.
And Riley?
Yeah, I'm Riley. I'm a senior studying mechanical engineering. Sophomore year, I went to New Jersey and then led Orlando last year, and that's where I'm headed back this year. And then I've also been involved with Engineers Without Borders, so traveled to Kenya a couple times as well.
Super. So neat experiences, different experiences. And Natalie, I wondered if you would just give a highlight from the Brazil trip that you took.
Yeah, so freshman year I went to Brazil, and I was super nervous for that for like a number of reasons. And one of the main ones was just I didn't know how I was going to connect to the people there. I felt like we were worlds away, both literally and figuratively. And one of the things I was worried about is like, what do you talk to them about? Like, how do you talk to them? I didn't speak any Portuguese. But one day we were all just hanging out. It was some of the group that I traveled with and some of the people we met in Brazil. And one of the guys from Brazil grabbed a guitar and he just started playing Oceans. And at first he was just strumming along, and then all of a sudden he started singing. And so then they were singing in Portuguese and we were singing in English, but it was as if we were just singing in one language. And it was in that moment that I realized we were connected well before the trip even happened, and that all of my worries were for nothing because God had the connection like already made, and I didn't have to do that at all.
It's neat, really neat. And I as I hear that part of your story, you got to see how God is a global God. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the scriptures really speak to that. Mm-hmm. There's a Psalms in 117:1 says, "Praise the Lord, all nations, extol him, all peoples." And you got to experience that. And I think that's a little bit of heaven on earth, because when we go to heaven, there's going to be lots of people with different languages and nations, and we're going to be praising God. And you got to experience that on earth, which is pretty special. Hey, Riley, how did you see God working in the Orlando trip?
Yeah, one of the biggest ways I saw God working in our group and in myself was just, I guess it was a willingness to get out of your comfort zone and take a step of faith into what God has for you. When Nancy first asked me to lead a trip, I thought, you know, there's no way. I'm so unqualified, so introverted, so quiet. There's no way I could ever do that. I'd never shared my testimony with a group before or anything like that. So I kind of brushed it off, but then she, like Nancy always does, she kind of kept pursuing me, and I committed to it and was matched up with an awesome co-leader. And that was life-changing, I guess, for my faith. It grew my faith so much. And I saw that in our group as well, just that vulnerability, even with people that you don't really know.
That's really neat. What I like about that part of your story is you mentioned you're an introvert, and many of you out there are introvert, and you think about signing up for a trip with people you don't know, going to a place that you've never been before. You're going to get either in a van loaded with students that you don't know can be pretty intimidating. But yet we do meet with, you'll meet about 4 times with leaders like these two, and you do get to know people, but there is something that happens on these trips, and you're going to tell, I know, a little bit later about an amazing story of how community gets developed just even with the Hope students, and then we get to see a different community and how God is working there too. So, Natalie, what was another highlight from one of your trips?
Yeah, so I think all 3 years that I've gone so far, one of the main highlights has been the relationships you build with other people who go to Hope. Mm-hmm. And so I could tell countless stories about the people I've met and the places and friendships we've made. But one that always sticks out to me is my sophomore year. I went to Orlando, actually. And I remember the day we were leaving, me and another girl on the trip both showed up in MSU shirts. And that seems like nothing. Like, you don't even think about that when you put it on in the morning. But that sparked a conversation about, like, we were State fans and we were sad we were missing the game that day and all of that stuff. So then later on our way down, we decided to watch the game in the back of the van. But sadly, it was a game where they lost to Middle Tennessee, and so that was just, like, sad and just, like, funny to watch them. Yeah, it gets better because, like, a couple hours later, we had to stop in the middle of Tennessee to get gas. And so when we walked in, people were, like, making jokes and, like, messing with us. But it was just crazy that because of that trip and because of something as small as a T-shirt, God made this, like, great friendship. And then I got to bring her back to Hope with me, which is just super special.
Cool. So did you know this person before?
Mm-mm. No, I'd never seen her, yeah.
Yeah. So I see that over and over again. It's not just a click of people that go on a particular trip. You sign up. You can sign up with a friend. I love that, too. But you meet different people. So as a sophomore, you met somebody, and then you are friends today as a senior. Mm-hmm. And so I love how God kind of orchestrates even our relationships. And many of you are looking to belong. You're trying to find your friend group. You want to get to know more people. This is an opportunity. And we do take, everyone can sign up from freshmen to seniors. So, because you were a freshman when you did the Brazil trip. Mm-hmm. Am I remembering that right?
Yep.
And we'll run that trip in May. So that's a really neat opportunity. Riley, you wanted to share, kind of continue on how you're seeing God in that.
So there's one story from this past year when we went to Orlando that will sit with me forever. So my coworker and I decided that we didn't want to force anyone to have to share their testimony if they didn't want to, but just really pray that God would do that anyway. And that's exactly what happened. So someone approached us and said, hey, I'd really like to share my story tonight. And we're like, yeah, like, definitely. So we did, and he started sharing. And he started sharing about his personal life and that, and then went into a really powerful story about how his dad had passed away within the last year. And that was, like I said, really powerful, really sad story. But there was also hope in his testimony, too. He shared how he was really challenged in his faith by it. And how he could see God working in his life. So as he's sharing his story, I look over and I'm seeing someone else on our trip. He's just looking antsy, like he like is itching to say something. And my co-leader notices well, so she said, hey, like, do you have something you want to like share with the group or something like that? And he's like, yeah, like my dad passed away like a few years ago. And that was just crazy, like to see how like God had orchestrated that on our trip, and immediately like a bond was formed between those two guys and really everyone on our trip. And what's cool about it too was one of them was a fifth year senior, one of them was a freshman. To just see how God had planned that all out, like way ahead of anything that, any plans that we had ever made. So it was a crazy story.
That's an amazing story. And I love that it was a freshman and a senior, because as a freshman to come in and have a loss like that, and then to have somebody that you can relate to, one, and then also have a group to be able to support. And that Galatians really talks about that we are to bear one another's burdens. And sometimes I think we get caught up in college and we just don't have time to tell our stories, or we don't really realize what somebody's story is. And so when you're on a trip, you get the opportunity to slow down. You're not working on that next project for tomorrow. You're not going to classes. You get to be with your peers, and you get to serve, which that is part of our calling in our Christian faith. It's to love God first and to love others. And we're giving you an opportunity to kind of live that out. And it looks different for every trip. So I'm going to ask you, Natalie, what were some of the emphases? You did like three different trips. Mm-hmm. So, and I'll just interject. Each trip does have a different focus, so we don't do the same thing or go to the same community. There's different choices, so just highlight.
Yeah, so when I went to Brazil, it was like technically a medical mission trip, but I am not a nurse or anything at all, so I was mainly getting to just like love on the people and do all that stuff. And then in Orlando, when I went, we worked with the homeless population, which that was very interesting and a new experience I had never had before. And then when I went to Guatemala last year, we were working with families and people in the community who are, like, underprivileged.
Super. In the Guatemala trip, it is home stays. Mm-hmm. So you're staying with a family, and you really get to see their culture. Mm-hmm. You're really forced to use your Spanish. Yeah. You don't have to know Spanish. You will pick it up. All of you have had some type of background in languages at this point. Mm-hmm. In your Brazil trip, you had Portuguese. And so just to kind of get pushed out of that comfort zone, for you it was language and culture. And for Riley, it was just thinking maybe how you were wired. It couldn't be a leader, and yet God uses all people. He desires to use your gifts and how you're wired. We don't have to be like somebody else. It's very refreshing, in fact, to have different types of people. And I see that. I've been doing this for a few years, and no group looks alike. We don't have just, you know, all engineers or all social workers. There's just a variety of people that sign up for these trips. Also on the Orlando trip, I think is really neat, is you look at the community development, which is pretty powerful, just to go into a community and see what the community already has. And then you have a Christian organization that is stepping alongside. And sometimes those are churches, sometimes they're nonprofit organizations. So you got a little picture of what the trips look like. So you can see they're God-centered. We want to give you an opportunity to grow in your faith. If faith is new, the Christian faith is new to you, there is no prerequisite. Anybody can sign up for these trips. It's you will fit in, and we will respect that. It is an opportunity to grow in your faith. Also, it's a chance to get to know new people. It's another way of seeing how God loves all nations. Internationally, you're going to see different cultures, but also you will see what's going on in the U.S. where there are a lot of needs. So there are great people that are reaching out to the poor and the marginalized, and we get to get a little snapshot of what's going on. So how do you sign up for these trips? I announced that they opened up on Monday. They are half full, which is exciting. We usually have over 200 people. I have 100 people signed up, if I include my leaders. So you navigated well through that. If you're thinking about it, I want to just show you where you can find that sign up. So there is going to, it's already up there. Thank you. That is our homepage, Campus Ministries. It is circled where it says sign up for an immersion trip. You just hit that button, and that's going to lead you to your choices. Now, if I'm interested in Brazil, I can hit on that, and I'm not signing up for it. So feel free just to play around on that page and find out what trip will offer. If there's different focuses, the price is going to be there. If you have any questions, email me, smithn@hope. I know some of you have emailed me, and I will get back with you. I have not forgotten you. By Monday, I will have time. And so also, Natalie and I are going to be up front. If you have any questions, any other immersion leaders, if you don't have a class, Riley has a class, we're happy to field some questions. And so, no, maybe not.
I'll be here, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. And then finances is a really big concern. Many of you are working hard, going through school, and finances are tight. The trips, there is a variety, and the prices are also, you can stay right here in Holland. You're not staying at Hope. It is an amazing trip, and it is a very reasonable price. Chicago, we have domestic trips all the way up to international trips. So there are scholarships if you are interested. It is need-based if you want to email me on that. Also, I'm going to be offering Let's Talk Money. If you do sign up for a trip, both of these leaders and all the other leaders, we work together on forming a letter that you can send out. So you could do some fundraising on that too. And that night we'll speak specifically to that. So any questions, like I said, come up here. We would love for you to just continue to develop Global Eyes. Many of you, that is your heart cry, and we want to just give you that opportunity. So let me end in prayer, and we'll let you go. Father, we thank you that you are a God that loves all nations, and that you care for each person intimately, and you desire for them to follow you. We pray that we will hear your voice, that we would develop your eyes, and we will just put our life into action and live out and reflect your Son. And we pray these things in your precious Son's name. Amen. Thank you.